The following podcast is brought to you by Newfie EVP, Talking with the Dead in Newfoundland. Jump on Amazon.ca today and get your free sample of the best-selling ebook in Unexplained Mysteries.
It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan. Mysteries, ghosts, monsters, and lore. East Coast Esoterica and so much more. If it's up to you, friend, it's on the up to Newfoundland.
Ghostly greetings from the oldest city in North America. I'm your host, John Mallard, bringing you the best in East Coast esoterica. You, my friends, have stumbled upon the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast for the month of May 2016. Guys, welcome to the show. It's going to be a positive show. A little later on, I'm going to be joined by none other than Patricia LeBlanc. Of course, I know Patricia, thanks to my good friend Kat over at Paranormal Heart. Paranormal Heart's a Facebook group that I helped her start, of course, and it's lots of fun. Kat, I know you're probably up there listening, love, and I just want you to know I really appreciate it. It was a year ago to this day that I released a Mother's Day special with her, Kat Ward, and Melissa Martin Ellis, the author of the Everything Ghost Hunting book. A year later, now I've got Kat's cousin, Patricia LeBlanc, and let me tell you, wonderful guest, has a very positive message about how you can change your life through positive thinking. And I guess the first thing that pops in your head is, how is that paranormal? Well, believe it or not, she believes that if you think positive, you will actually attract positive things to you. So that's very, very paranormal. It's called The Secret, and she's here to share that secret with us today. Of course, I've got good news. One thing I got to say is this. I've actually got, a new segment just for you guys, and it's going to be called our MUFON Minute with Laura Gilbert. Laura Gilbert was a guest on one of my previous shows for Sci-Fi and a Rock special, and she is a member of MUFON here in Newfoundland, and every show she's going to give us just a quick little update about what's going on in the skies above Newfoundland. So that's going to be really exciting as well. That segment will come, of course, after the paranormal news. I've decided that it is incredibly important that we keep nothing but positive stuff. Yeah, positive stuff. Three positive stories. This is what I'm going to be sharing tonight for the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. I think it's important because, you know what? Here in Newfoundland, we were just recently dealt one of the worst budgets I've ever heard of in my life. Oh, my God. It's absolutely terrible. I've never seen so many crooked and sad people in my entire life over this thing. And it's been a rough month for everybody. So it's good to know that the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast is always free and it's always there for everybody to listen to. And this podcast comes at the perfect time. I can't think of a more important time for us all to actually have something very positive to listen to, okay? So if you're wondering why I'm doing the whole positive thing, that's why I need this. I actually need this myself, so I hope you guys get to enjoy it. I made sure I picked out a couple of stories that were just off-the-wall, ridiculous, positive, and kind of funny. And let me tell you, this month in the news, paranormal news, there's absolutely no doubt that a lot of really, really funny things did happen. Well, I guess I'll start off with a little bit of music before I lead into my first story. Okay, all right. So I guess you're wondering why I'm putting on a children's nursery rhyme. So Pop Goes the Weasel. Well, what if I told you it should be more like Pop Goes the Large Hadron Collider? Yeah. The unthinkable happened this week. The world's largest atom smasher was immobilized this week by an inquisitive four-legged visitor. Oh, yeah. Often described as the most complex experimental facility ever constructed. The Large Hadron Collider near Geneva, Switzerland can be prone to the odd technical hiccup here and there. This was certainly the case on Friday when the entire facility was temporarily immobilized by the most unlikeliness of antagonists. Could it have been the Russians trying to break in, like a Cold War times? Could it have been a super secret spy, a James Bond villain? Who could it have been? Why, none other than a small weasel that got into the main power transformer. Yeah, You heard that right. In an announcement about the incident, CERN spokesman Arnaud Marsalier stated that the collider had suspended operations. This billion-dollar Hadron Collider actually ceased operations following an electrical outage caused by the unexpected visitor. It is one of a series of recent setbacks that have prevented the collider from being restarted. Yeah, sadly, the culprit, having been fried by the atom smasher electrics, didn't make it out alive. So, a moment of peace for our friend, the Weasel, and we'll just go ahead and play this song for a few more seconds in his memory. He got all of his atoms screwed up, and then he got fried. Can you, like, I'm sorry, but if a weasel can break into the Large Hadron Collider, what could, like, spies from a foreign country do? It's like, we gotta find a way to get in, quick. We gotta learn more about what they're doing over in Switzerland. Well, there's only one possible thing to do. Send in the weasel. Yeah, that's right. Put a little camera on him. Just think of a weasel with like a little camera on him and the spy gear and the grappling hook. It'd be adorable. It would probably be the cutest thing that ever happened. Well, weasels are pretty smart, but what if I told you there's creatures out there that are even smarter? And yeah, I'm once again going to play some music for you guys because this is just so suiting to the situation. There are animals out there who are a lot smarter than the weasel. That's right. Did you know that an octopus staged an incredible aquarium escape this past month? Yeah. Listen to this one. An octopus in New Zealand called Inky managed to escape his tank and make his way back to the ocean. I want you to think about that for a second. He actually managed to get back to the ocean. Yeah. The eight-legged escape artist who had been kept in the National Aquarium of New Zealand in the Napier was found to have completely disappeared when his keeper arrived at work one morning. It was eventually determined that the daring cephalopod had squeezed through a small gap at the top of his tank, squirmed his way across the floor to an open pipe drain, then wriggled more than 164 feet down the drainage system before being deposited in the ocean of Hawke's Bay. Despite a thorough search of the pipes, no trace of the octopus was ever found. He managed to make his way to one of the drain holes that go back to the ocean, and off he went, said aquarium manager Rob Rarrell. Didn't even leave us a message. Octopuses are certainly no stranger to making their way through small spaces. Octopuses are fantastic escape artists, actually, said aquarist Alex Harvey. They are programmed to hunt prey at night and have a natural inclination to move around at night. They have a complex brain, have excellent eyesight, and research suggests they have an ability to learn and form mental maps. So think about that. These animals are actually able to plan this escape. This animal left the tank it was being held in, crawled across a dry floor to a pipe. It knew where the water was, got into the pipe, and went back to the ocean from whence it came. Oh my God, that is terrifying. Like, how have these animals not taken over the world? How is that even possible? Like, just think about that for a second. Jeez. Inky, what can I say? You're an amazing animal. What can I say? Even more animals can be amazing. I got yet another interesting story to share with you guys right now. 240 miles, you know, that's a pretty long way, isn't it? Hey? I think it's really far. I figured the theme song from The Littlest Hobo would be very suiting to this next story. An adventurous sheepdog has managed to make his way hundreds of miles to his home. Yeah, hundreds of miles. Like, 240 miles. Four-year-old Pedro, who was given to a farmer in Cockermouth, disappeared on April 8th, only to reappear 240 miles at Alan and Shan James Farm near Aberystwyth 2 weeks later. The farmer in Cockermouth was looking for a dog that could round sheep and follow a quad bike, and we thought Pero would be the ideal dog for the job, said Mr. James. We've been told that Pero had disappeared, but then last Wednesday evening, April 20th, my husband Alan went out to check on the animals after supper, and there was Pero on our doorstep. How the dog had managed to track down his old home over hundreds of miles remains a complete and utter mystery. And the couple are now looking for anyone who might have seen him during his trip. When he came back, he wasn't hungry or weak, so he must have managed to find food somewhere, said Miss James. He must have stopped in places along the way. It's a total mystery as to how Perro had managed to find his way back to us. A real mystery, huh? I know exactly how it happened. You know, you haven't got to tell me, because I grew up in the 90s and the 80s, and I know exactly how it happened. So there you have it, guys. Three positive animal stories to get you in a proper mindset, to shake off the old winter's almost over funk, to get you prepared for Patricia LeBlanc a little later in the show. Remember, folks, you don't have to be big to shut down the Large Hadron Collider, and it's in Switzerland. You have to be the size of a weasel and be willing to sacrifice your own life for the greater good and atoms everywhere. And when you're done breaking into the Large Hadron Collider, perhaps you can plan your escape with the help of Inky, the escape artist octopus who broke out of his tank, crossed a dry floor, and actually got into a pipe. That's just insane. And then, when you finally make your escape, you can always call on Perro to guide you home 240 miles away. In the very least, he can get you back no problem at all. All of these stories have been Odd to Newfoundland.
The Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal podcast does not accept donations. In lieu of this, the Stella Burry Foundation is a registered charity established in 2005 to secure financial support for the work of Stella's Circle. Learn more and please give generously at stellaburry.ca. And now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back. I think it's now time for us to go ahead and check in on our friend Laura Gilbert for the MUFON Minute, brand new segment in our show. Laura, take it away.
Thank you, John. Welcome to the MUFON Minute with Laura Gilbert. This month saw the release of the annual Canadian UFO Survey, which is released by a research group in Winnipeg, Manitoba. This annual summary, which has been released for the last 27 years, analyzes and highlights what Canadians report that they've seen in the skies. Reports come from a various number of sources, including MUFON, Transport Canada, and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. This report is always made available to the public to ensure that there's openness and transparency. Not surprisingly, our largest provinces in Canada saw the highest amount of reports. These include Quebec, British Columbia, Alberta, and Ontario. In the 27 years of this annual report's existence, only 2012 saw similar high levels of UFO reporting activity. Of particular note, the provinces that saw a dramatic increase in UFO sightings include Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta, Nova Scotia, and Newfoundland and Labrador. It is important to note that although a sighting may be reported as an unidentified flying object, in most cases, there is a logical and scientific rationale for what a person sees. In the 27 years that the annual UFO report has been released in Canada, Newfoundland and Labrador has seen a gradual increase over the years. In 2012, we saw a peak number of reportings, and that maxed out at 23. Newfoundland and Labrador's 2015 numbers are a grand total of 9. Keep an eye out as you look towards the skies. You may see an ellipse, a sphere, a cylindrical, a triangle, and of course, the classic flying saucer. One interesting case from Newfoundland and Labrador that was reported to MUFON was a sighting from St. John's, Newfoundland, where an oval object was noticed in the sky, where it stopped, proceeded due east, and the observer saw two fighter jets following it. The island portion of our province is not unique in sightings. A triangle was seen in Labrador City, moving silently in the sky. Witnesses reported to losing 10 minutes of time. Based on trending information, we can note that summer months are peak months for UFO sightings. So keep your eyes to the skies as you head up to your cabin. And remember, if you have a sighting, please be sure to report it to www.mufon.com. To stay up to date on Newfoundland and Labrador UFO news, please check out newfonblog.wordpress.com. This has been a MUFON Minute with Laura Gilbert. Back to you, John.
The pleasure's all ours, Laura, and we do appreciate having you on, love, and I hope to hear from you again next month. Hopefully you'll have new stories and new news to share with us. Right now, though, it's time for us to jump into another favorite part of our show. Yeah, it's time for oddities.
Thank God. It's time for oddities.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive!
Boy, that escalated quickly.
I want to believe.
Welcome to the desert of the real.
Oddities.
Did you know, because metal was scarce, the Oscars given out during World War II were made of wood? Think about that for a second. Okay, I gotta make the obvious joke here. The winner of Best Actor in category of Monk goes to Mr. Woodchuck from Full House.
Oh, thank you very much.
Did you know by raising your legs slowly and lying on your back, you cannot sink into quicksand? Yeah. Get your core training on, folks. Get your core training on. Did you know the glue on Israeli postage is certified kosher? Yeah, it's good to hear that. It's kosher. That's important to me. In 10 minutes, a hurricane releases more energy than all the world's nuclear weapons combined. Wow. That's pretty intense. Remember that movie Twister? Yeah, I remember it quite well. Did you know, on average, 100 people choke to death on ballpoint pens every year? So there you go. Stop chewing on your pen if you're doing it right now. Terrible for you. I mean, come on. Not a good idea anyway. Did you know that 35% of people who use personal ads for dating are already married? God, I could never afford more than one. One woman is good enough for me. In fact, we just celebrate our anniversary. Happy anniversary, sweetheart. Did you know the electric chair was invented by a dentist? Ugh, jeez. Let me tell you, sometimes when I look at how much they charge, I could see why you'd want to sit in one and flick the switch rather promptly. Did you know the top butterfly's flight speed is 12 miles an hour? Some moths can even fly 25 miles per hour. Now, that's really wild because, you know, I always think of these moths and butterflies as kind of gentle and flowing with the breeze, but apparently they're like ripping through space-time, baby, at light speed. 25 miles an hour? Man, getting hit with a moth would suck. Did you know the brimstone butterfly, or Gonopetrix rhamnii, has the longest lifetime of the adult butterflies, which is 9 to 10 months. Not long. But I tell you what, no one suspects the butterfly. And when I think of oddities, when I think of real-life people who are incredible and could just do the impossible, I think of Bruce Lee. And I'm going to give him the last oddity tonight in his honor, of course. Mr. Bruce Lee was so fast that they actually had to slow film down so you could see his moves. I'm telling you, one of the oddest things I've ever seen was Bruce Lee playing ping pong with a pair of nunchucks. Go on YouTube right now. You've got to see this. It's absolutely amazing. Bruce Lee, what an inspiration. Speaking of inspiration, it's time to get Patricia LeBlanc on the show right after this quick little word, don't you dare leave.
The following podcast is brought to you by Newfie EVP, Talking with the Dead in Newfoundland. Jump on Amazon.ca today and get your free sample of the best-selling ebook in Unexplained Mysteries.
And welcome back to the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Do you feel like you're in a fog? Do you feel like maybe your emotional tank is running on empty? Do you feel like something is missing in your life? Well, what if I told you, you yourself may be the reason why, and you can change that? The law of attraction is best defined as manifesting change through positive thinking, but can changing your thought patterns and intent in everyday life truly bring about your innermost desires and or needs? Is there truly a cosmic ordering service out there at our beck and call at all times? Joining me tonight to talk about how people can manifest those positive changes in their lives, number one best-selling author, compiler, and publisher. She's also an international speaker and trainer, empowering spiritual female entrepreneur to manifest what is best for them. Tonight, I'm just absolutely blessed to have Patricia LeBlanc on my podcast. Patricia, how are you tonight?
I'm very well, Johnny. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it even more than you. And let me tell you why. Because
I'm telling you, right now in my life, things are turmoil. There's not much sleep going on. I'm tired. I got a kid who's 7 weeks old. Oh my God. I just need positivity. I really do.
Okay, so, well, congratulations, first of all, because that is a huge responsibility, having a kid. So, and when they're that young, they're fun because you see them change so much.
This is true. This is true. Okay. So, first question I got to tell you. I just got to know. Patricia, tell me a little tiny bit about your books. I know you wrote a book, a bestseller. Let's just get that out of the way right away, Patricia, because I feel like it's important. Okay?
Perfect. Thank you. So I co-wrote 9 international bestsellers, but my main book is called Manifesting a New Life, Money, Love, Health, and Everything in Between. We hit number one on Amazon Canada within a few hours when the Kindle launched, and it hit international bestseller also. That was in January. And the paper version actually hit international bestseller in September when it came out. And it hit international in Amazon Canada, Amazon US, and I think it was Germany also, the other country. So it was really international, and it was fun because it was a collaborative work. So, and it was about manifesting, which is like my number one subject that I love to talk about. And basically all the other books I've been in is either I'm a law of attraction expert, that's why they want me in, or it's a personal story or something that I overcame. Because obviously when you get to a certain level that you're very successful, well, you have to overcome a lot of things to become successful and to live your dream. So I didn't always wake up and I had the dream, my life that I have now. I had to go through a lot of challenges. But I would say you definitely need to do what you're passionate about, because it makes life so much more funner.
Well, let me tell you, I'm just the kind of guy who loves to have fun. I still cling to my hobbies for dear life.
You need hobbies, right? Because, I mean, life is stressful enough as it is. And when you're doing something, you're spending a bit of time doing something that you love, it's going to allow you to shift your energy on a higher frequency. And then you'll be able to manifest more amazing things in your life. So it's important to have hobbies that you love to do.
Patricia, I like to think that everybody has a backstory. Before we dive into a little bit more about how to actually manifest those changes in your life, how did you become really an expert in this field? How did you become so knowledgeable, and why?
In 2004, I was diagnosed with a major depression after having done a few small ones. So that was one of my big wake-up call. Because as a child, I always knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur and change the world, but I went through the corporate route. So that was one of my wake-up calls. That's when I started discovering who was I, because I totally lost myself and I wasn't happy. 2012, I was in a major car accident, and me and my friend, we almost died. That was really my big wake-up call. And then I was like, okay, I need to get out of the corporate world. I need to go work for myself. But it was a transition. And I was looking to see, where do I want to go? All of a sudden, I kept seeing The Secret, The Law of Attraction, Dr. Joe Vitale, Bob Proctor. So I kind of took that as a sign from the universe and my angels. I needed to start studying the Law of Attraction because I was seeing it everywhere. And then I got certified from one of my mentors, Dr. Joe Vitale, as an advanced law of attraction practitioner and an advanced law of attraction wealth practitioner. And from there, everything evolved. I mean, I was asked to co-write my first book, Sexy Secret to a Juicy Love Life, How to Attract Love. And then from there, when I started applying the law of attraction to my life and I was getting amazing results, I was like, this is fun. I'm able to create my life on my terms and have fun with it. And now, like I said, and I love law of attraction. I like manifesting. I could just go on like for hours and days. So, I really hit what I'm meant to do. And it's fun because a lot of times we complicate our life, but really if you apply the law of attraction principles, your life is going to go much smoother. Now, it doesn't mean you're not going to have struggles in life, because we all struggle, but the struggles are going to be a lot less than when you don't apply it.
Makes sense. I mean, I, for one, just the other night, I'm a huge Detroit Red Wings fan. And, I'm so happy they made the playoffs. Yahoo! 25 years. I'm so proud of them, by the way. I'm sitting back, I'm watching this game with my uncle and my father, and we're watching the game, and right away, I find out that Jimmy Howard isn't it. Now, that might not mean anything to anybody out there, but anybody who's a Detroit fan is going to bite their nails because they know Howard doesn't usually start good in the playoffs. And I said to myself, oh my God, we've already lost this game. And lo and behold, they lost the game. So in a way, I think I may have accidentally cost Detroit that game because mentally I had pictured them losing the game. Perhaps I have used the law of attraction in a negative way. And you know what? From now on, whenever I turn on Detroit Red Wings, I promise you, Patricia, from the bottom of my heart, I will, from now on, envision them win.
That's a good way because, and I know a few people that they're awesome manifestors. All they manifest is negativity. And I keep telling them, start watching what you think because you're that powerful and you're able to manifest a lot of bad things into your life. Imagine when you start shifting your energy, you go to a higher energy, so an energy of love and positivity, and you start watching what you think. Imagine the magic that's going to start happening in your life. So yes, so by starting to visualize that they're losing, because law of attraction is like attract like, so what you put out there is what's going to come back to you. So yeah, there's a good possibility you were partly responsible, but we won't say that too loud.
Oh, my dad's going to kill me. This is all my fault.
Patricia, but I'm sure somebody else must have been thinking about it too.
I see a little while ago that you actually made a trip to Vegas. What's up there? What was going on there?
Oh my God. So in the end of December, beginning of January, one of my co-authors from Manifesting a New Life Book 1 gave a copy to the book to Tamia, who was, she's a creator of FemPower Summit. So it's all about empowering women to get out of their own way and create that they want. Well, then she looked at my friend. She goes, I want you and somebody else that she knew. And she's like, I want Patricia. And that was supposed to happen at the end of January, but I was moving from Toronto to Montreal, so I couldn't go. Luckily for me, it got pushed back until April because I'm like, I really want to be there, but the timing just really wasn't right. And my move, anything that could go wrong went wrong on top of it. So I was like, I really want to be there. And then it got pushed back at the beginning of April. So when I look, I'm like, wait a minute, when is it? I'm free. Connect me with the girl now. And then from there, we were going back and forth quite a bit. And I kept bugging my friend. I haven't heard back from her. Like, what's going on? Like, I really want to go there. And I put it out there also. I wanted to be an international speaker, which technically you could say I was because I've done international radio, international telesummits and video summits. But for me, this was really becoming international because I crossed the border. I spoke in two countries, right? So now nobody can take it away from me because I crossed the border to speak. And then from there, yeah, I end up speaking. And it was just magical watching people just shifting their energy, coming, just realizing, oh my God, I know what I'm meant to do. Just empowering. And even myself, I got a huge breakthrough. So it's always fun, I find, to, especially if you're in a negative place, try to surround yourself, go to these events and try to surround yourself with positive people, because at the end of the day, life is stressful and you should have fun and surround yourself with people who are more positive and like to have fun. And then you're going to be able to shift your energy and attract better things into your life.
Makes sense. It's kind of like you need a catalyst, hey?
Yes, and even us, the experts, we still need to be surrounded because we still fall down. We still have our bad days. But now when I wake up in the morning, I now automatically program myself to say, I love my life. And at first was like, no, I don't like my life. But then as you keep saying it, you kept believing it. And then most times my day goes much better now because I wake up saying, I love my life. And you're telling the universe, I love my life. Love, send me more love into my life. Send me more positivity. If you wake up, oh, I gotta wake up today. Well, normally what happens, you have a bad day. Because you set your intention.
You know, coffee must fit into this somewhere.
Not for me, but I know some people, if they don't have a coffee, but still say, I love my life, and then go for your coffee.
Yeah.
Because the first words that you tell yourself are very important. And I can tell you, there's mornings I forget to say, I love my life, and I thank the universe and my angels and my spirits and all that for the great life that I've been able to create and all the amazing opportunities and people. And when I forget to do those two things, I love my life and my gratitude, my day goes downhill. Mm-hmm. And I should just go back to bed. But just those two things will make a huge difference in your life. And at first, you may have a little voice starts coming and saying, no, you don't like your life. And no. Don't listen to it. Just keep telling yourself positivity. But don't get pissed off at your little voice. I give it love. I also say thank you for your opinion. but I'm not taking that on. And then I'll say, I love my life. I love myself. And then I'll do my affirmations and all that. So don't get upset with it, because your little voice is there to try to like bring you down and kind of hold you back. But in reality, you need, it's up to you to also uplift yourself and add positivity in your life. And affirmations are a really good thing also.
Let go of my ego.
Yes, because when you come from the ego, it's a lower energy, so you attract more negativity. Well, actually, when you're coming from the ego, you don't have any feelings. But try to come more from the heart, because then you're going to feel more in life, but also life is more fun, and you're going to attract better things also.
I have a question, actually, and this one probably will bring you back some ways. I'm sure you're not exactly a person who would be swayed just by reading a book. I'm sure that this had to have had happened to you. I'm sure you have attracted to something into your life to make you truly believe that manifesting change is possible. Ms. LeBlanc, can you tell me what maybe happened in the past that has made you turn into this manifesting machine we have before us today?
Last year is really when it all fell together. So I used to attend this female entrepreneur networking group. And at the end of the night, they would do a draw for cupcakes. Every single time, I would win the cupcakes. I would manifest the cupcakes. To a point, I thought the girls were going to tell me, okay, it's your time to leave now. We need somebody. You need to give us a chance to win cupcakes. Like, it was 100% every single time. But that also, I needed the cupcakes because I had a lot of emotions that I wasn't releasing. As I start releasing the emotions, I no longer needed the cupcake. But it also gave me the confidence of knowing I can manifest. So at one point last July, I put out there that I wanted to be part of some sort of projects. It could be a tele-summit, video summit, book, whatever, with my mentor, Dr. Joe Vitale from The Secret. That was, I think, about July. Last November, I appear in an international video summit, a masterclass, with the likes of like Dr. Joe Vitale from The Secret, Mary Diamond from The Secret, Greg Gregory from Facebook, who's created a few Facebook pages with over a million likes organically. So that's without paying to get those likes. And several other big names. So I was like, oh, I'm onto something. And then I manifested, I'd be an international speaker, like within like a few months, I had the opportunity. The other day I put it out there that I wanted to be on two telesummits. Well, bang, bang, I got two emails asking me to be on two telesummits. So it's just asking and putting it out there. And like I said, I've got amazing results, and I've also helped other people get amazing results. So I know it works if you believe in it.
Patricia, if there was one piece of advice you can give to, well, I don't know, me, on how to be more positive, what would be that one tidbit that just really sets people on the right path?
Watch how you talk to yourself and watch who you surround yourself with. Because if you're surrounding yourself with negativity all around, and stop watching the news for one, if you surround yourself with negativity, you're going to get sucked into that energy. When you surround yourself with a lot of positivity, you're going to eventually become more positive. And I wasn't always this positive person. At one point, I was probably one of the most negative person you could meet. And now I'm a lot more positive 99% of the time. I do fall back every once in a while, but it doesn't last long.
I think we're all allowed to fall back every now and then. But, yes, you know, to be able to bounce back support.
Back up.
You keep talking about these angels, Patricia. You mentioned them three times already. And I don't know if it's part of your... introduction or not. But tell me a little tiny bit about the spiritual side about what you do.
I'm a master energy healer teacher. So I'm a Reiki master, a certified integrated energy therapy master instructor. So we work with angels in IET. I'm a certified angel card reader. So I also have the very spiritual side. So normally my clients are very spiritual and they're open with all this because yes, I can teach somebody just the law of attraction, but I also have the spiritual side of me that comes, and I work a lot with the angels to help me manifest also, because energy is energy. I think, well, obviously all of your listeners, if it's paranormal, would believe that there's higher powers and there's different entities out there.
Mm-hmm.
And when you work with them, with the right entities, obviously, magic can start happening. Like, my angels are my best friends. The universe is my best friend. Like, I love playing with them. And when I don't play with them, then I know, because my energy gets lower. So like I said, like for me, it's changed my life when I start believing, when I really start opening up and really the spiritual. And also with Reiki, when I go in a place, if the energy is really bad, I'm able to clear the energy and feel good.
Hmm. That's really interesting, because one of the top ideas of what I deal with is electronic voice phenomena or the voices of the dead. One thing that I've heard many, many times before is the idea that maybe what we're actually hearing is energy trapped, energy that's been stuck in a room for a very, very long time that can't budge. It might be the sound of someone talking or footsteps or a door closing or whatnot. So it's interesting that perhaps that energy is very, very real and can be seen in other perspectives such as yours with the Reiki healing. Tell me a little tiny bit more about Reiki. You know, that's it, I've heard about it obviously before myself. I was in the yoga quite a bit once upon a time, and Reiki kind of goes hand in hand with that. Tell me a little tiny bit about more about your Reiki training and what you do, what you actually do with that.
I combine all my techniques, but basically Reiki was my first healing energy modality that I ever learned. And then for years, it was my only modality. So with Reiki, I use it more to rebalance your energy field. Because when you're out of balance, first of all, you're going to get a lot more sicker normally. You have more stress. But also when you're in balance, you're able to manifest quicker because you're in alignment with yourself. So I love Reiki because I'm able to go and realign like the chakra field. But I also love Reiki because, like I said, I mean, I live in some old places where the energy at times could be quite negative. I could sense there was an entity in the house. So by me being able to clear the energy and send them to the light, because anytime I do something like that, I send it to the light, because you want to send them to love, send it to the light. Then those entities just leave, and then I feel back better. So I do believe there's different spirits. Some are good, some are bad, but like I said, with my training, I'm able to just go clear the energy. And if you don't have that training, sage a lot of times will work. But if you don't know what you're doing, don't go try to clear energies or try to do whatever, because if you're not trained, you could do more harm than good. And I've seen it happen. I had a friend that had an entity in her house, and she tried to call on it and end up, she needed to get quite a few experts in to clear. So if you don't know what you're doing, don't do it. Get somebody who knows what they're doing.
Interesting, interesting stuff. You know, one thing I always love to ask Patricia, me as a big fan of the paranormal and in all aspects, have you ever had a brush with the paranormal yourself?
I was actually at a networking event in Old Montreal, and the energy was really, really bad to a point I felt like I was being choked. And then of course it started triggering a migraine. And when I realized that, and then I start like clearing, but like I said, I sense more. I'm not able to see all that, but I sense more when there's negative energies around. And that's what I'm glad for my Reiki, because I'm able to just send them off to the light, to the love. So, but I did have a few experiences where I could just feel like I was being choked. It's more the negative entities that I'll feel it.
Yeah, and it's interesting too, you should say that. And you know, one of the things that I hear a lot in the field from people who walk into these places and they feel there's some weird stuff going on there is they literally have a hard time breathing. So it's interesting that you should say that. You know, could it be that the breath is tied to these spirits somehow, do you think? You know, I don't know, and especially with Western medicine and whatnot, the breath is key to a lot of things. Do you think that maybe breathing itself may be connected to the spiritual realm?
I believe anything's possible. Because we don't know everything. If the human eye could see everything that's out there, most of us would never go out because we'd be petrified. So I believe that anything is possible. But I was lucky. I was raised to be pretty open-minded too. So.
Interesting too. You know, Patricia, I like to think that everybody I have on my podcast, you know, at some point or another, truly will run into somebody who is skeptical of what they do. And, you know, me as an EVP researcher, I face it every single day. You know, I like to think of the most skeptical people of this idea of the law of attraction were probably people who've had a lot of hard luck in their lives. What do you do to those people? Because they're the ones who probably need the healing the most, you know what I mean? So how do you approach somebody who's just so incredibly negative and it's so hard to get through them? What would be your approach?
It depends. I go with what I'm sensing. So if I'm sensing that because some people you can't really approach them because mm-hmm. you'll do more harm. So I kind of go with my intuition. I'll just go ask for guidance. Okay, how do I need to approach this person? And if I'm being guided, they need to listen to me. Sometimes all you need, you ask the right questions and they'll realize it themselves. Because you can tell somebody you're negative, but they need to realize it themselves. So I normally will get them to ask questions or try to make them realize that they're being negative. But that doesn't always work. It depends how open the person is. Because some people are 1,000% closed off. There's nothing really you can do. Then it's just, okay, try to send them love, send them positive energy, and hope that they realize that they're harming themselves more than anything else.
Hmm. You know, food for thought, definitely. Patricia, you know, we are getting kind of close on the end of our podcast. Believe it or not, we've just spoke for about a half hour. Wow.
Oh, my God. Time goes by fast when you're having fun.
Oh, and I love talking about this stuff with you because it's so different. I've never had anybody who's into Reiki on my podcast, for starters, but I've never had this idea of bringing positivity out there to people. So for everybody who's out there listening to my podcast, I'm sure if you heard it before, this is a real treat, and I really appreciate having you on, Patricia. But, of course, it's also important that we support our authors. Where can people find your book? Our book, sorry.
The best place would be to go to my main website, where I have all my contact information, all the books, everything, which is patleblanc.com. So P-A-T, then LeBlanc, L-E-B-L-A-N-C.com. And then from there, they can get all the books. They can get everything with me. They can see where I've been in media, which I'll be obviously adding your logo to it once it airs. So yeah, that's the best place.
Yeah. And this show will actually be dropping on May 1st, just to let you know.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's the first of every month. I do a monthly podcast because I'm so busy. Another thing too, Patricia, you know, people love buying books. People love getting out there. We want to check that out. Is there any other website you might be featured on?
My manifesting website, Manifesting a New Life book website, is also manifestinganewlife.com. So any upcoming news, I do have a book coming out in June 21st, Manifesting a New Life, Your Magical Guide to Creating the Life That You Want. So it's all about creating magic and creating the life that you truly want.
Oh boy, I really should read that right now.
Well, the manuscript's not done yet, but yeah. It will be by June 21st, I can guarantee, and it'll be on Amazon. But my websites, people will be able to get it through my websites also.
The most successful people always have two or three things on the back burner, Patricia. My favorite question to leave people with before we say goodbye is, what's next for Patricia LeBlanc?
Well, I'm starting to work on my first solo book, so that's exciting. And I'm launching my big coaching business, which beginning of May will be officially launched. So I've been coaching unofficially for quite a few years, and I've been tagging clients here and there, but that's going to be a big project for me coming up.
Oh, well, that sounds really exciting. Patricia, on behalf of all the listeners and myself, I want to thank you so much for being on the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast tonight.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure, and it was really a lot of fun.
Hopefully we get to do it again sometime. Maybe you'll be even more famous next time.
You never know what the universe and the angels have planned for me, so.
I want to make sure the next time I see you, you're on Oprah's show. You know, I'm going to see you on Oprah because she loves this kind of stuff.
Well, she is one of my goals is to be on the Oprah, so thank you for putting it out there for me.
Maybe it's happening right now. 6 degrees of separation, you know. She could be listening somehow.
You never know. You never know who will listen to you.
Well, the time to say goodbye is upon us. But don't worry, you can keep track of the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast very easily. It's available on Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, and TuneIn Radio. Just look for the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast banner. Of course, if you'd like to keep up to date, you can always check out the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast Facebook page, drop a like, and every single time a new show goes up, you'll be notified. You can also follow me, John Mallard, on Twitter, @ODDTONFLD. That's Odd to Newfoundland. Get your latest news on the podcast as well as the ever popular parajoke of the day. From the oldest city in North America, I bid you adieu from the Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast.